This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. Two more cases of legionellosis were diagnosed in Tompkins County in August and September. Tompkins Whole Health says that brings the total number of cases to 14 since June. One person has died. Whole Health says the last reported case was in mid-September. Legionellosis is a bacterial disease that is not spread person to person. The disease is most common during the summer, and the bacteria is most often found in cooling towers. Tompkins Whole Health and the State Department of Health investigated the cases. Several cooling towers in the area were disinfected. Whole Health Director Frank Krupa told WRFI in an interview in September that the source of the bacteria has not been found. New York Public Utilities regulators denied requests for more money from wind and solar developers this week. The renewable energy developers say the additional funds are needed because of a sharp rise in construction costs. All the developers already have contracts with NYSERDA, and work on the projects has begun. The Albany Times Union reports that commissioners say the inflation adjustment would cost $12 billion, and that would be passed on to consumers. The developers say that without the money, the projects are in jeopardy. 1967 Cornell graduate Claudia Golden has been awarded the 2023 Nobel Prize in Economics for her research on reasons for gender disparities in the U.S. workforce. Historically, the gender gap in earnings was because of differences in education and career choices, but Golden's work found that today, the pay difference between women and men in the same job comes after women give birth to their first child. Golden is a professor at Harvard University. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.